This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and it's time to celebrate the latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Braden Faella of Saugus High School for the month of September. And Braden, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Braden is a member of the football team. We'll touch on his other sports as well. And Braden, I was able to see your Lynn Tech game in which you guys won. Really nice game. And afterwards, I got a chance to talk to your coach, Coach Steve Cummings, and he couldn't say enough nice things about you, to be quite honest with you. So congratulations on the award. Some reaction to winning?
Yeah, I'm just very grateful. You know, I try my best always in sports and also in the classroom. So it's very nice to be, you know, showing out for those.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Now, you know, the Moynihan, you know, Gerard Moynihan from Moynihan Lumber, they have those locations. They've been doing this for years on the North Shore, by the way. But he grew up in Saugus, so he's a big Saugus guy. And a little before both of our times, to be quite honest with you. And that's saying something for me. But anyways, tell us about the football team. Now, you got injured. I don't know if you got injured. It must have been right after that Tech game, sometime or other. But you and you guys have suffered some injuries on the team. So give us an injury update on yourself and then a team injury update.
Yeah, so I got injured in my left knee in that Lynn Tech game. I felt I could have played in, you know, the two games that I missed, but I wasn't allowed to. But for now, I'm feeling really good. You know, after Gloucester, I felt real well. But for the other team, the rest of the team speaking, you know, our quarterback went down with a real bad injury in his knee, and he's done for the year. So that's a real tough one because he was playing, you know, excellent ball, and he was really doing his thing. So it's too bad to have lost him.
Well, now you're a two-way player, a linebacker on defense, offensive line. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I think you excel at both positions there. Which do you like better, being on the offense or on the defense? I'm going to guess defense, but you tell me.
It is defense. You know, I love to come down and hit. but I do love playing on the offensive line. I've been playing it since I was 5 years old. And so it's something I got pretty good at. And so I do enjoy that too, but it's definitely defense for me.
Yeah, and again, during that Tech game, I really liked what you guys were doing on offense and very competitive as well on defense to pick up that win. And again, it's just so unfortunate to have this thing messed up on you guys with the injuries and so on, a kind of a big, huge setback. So anyways, you're moving forward. I know you got a bye week ahead here, but tell us about some of the other sports that you play, Braden. First up, next up for you would be basketball, right?
Yep, next up will be basketball. We had a real good year last year, but, I mean, we lost a lot of guys. But I'm hoping that, you know, I can fill some of those shoes and have a good year.
Now, you can't hit as many people in basketball, can you?
That's right, no.
Not for long anyway, right?
Nope. And, yeah, not for long.
What position do you play in basketball?
I usually play power forward.
Yeah.
You know, kind of just set screens for the guys, for the playmakers to make plays, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking it was going to point guard, but boy, maybe you guys, but no, really, I've seen you guys. You guys had some, you had some real quickness. You had some real hoop, real players on the team the last few years, yeah.
Yeah, we've had some real hoopers.
All right, now into the spring, and you go to, you compete in track, and what events do you do in track?
So in track, one time I had to run the 2 mile, because, you know, we needed to get some points, and coach was like, you know, you got to do it. So, you know, I did that, but normally, I throw the shot put in the javelin.
Yeah, I can see that. And you're right. So that was a little stretch for you, running the 2 mile. Not that you couldn't do it. You could probably do a lot longer, too. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's the other piece to this is kind of the academic side of this. I don't want to lose track of that. But at Saugus High School, do you have like a favorite academic subject area, if you will? I mean, broadly, science, English, language arts, mathematics. I think I got them all, or some of them.
Yeah. I personally love math, you know. A lot of people, you know, they think it's strange. They all hate math. But I just enjoy math. Something I enjoy.
All right. And so that's something that you might, you're going to build off of those math skills from high school and maybe do that in college as well. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that sounds correct. I'd like to study accounting.
What is the appeal of accounting to you?
So my father was actually an accountant. And then I also have two cousins that were accountants. And it just, it's something that I just, you know, I liked, and I got to, a chance to do an internship this summer, actually, at a company, and I really enjoyed it. So I think that's the path I'd like to go down.
So do you manage your money well this time, Braden, right now?
I do. I try my best to.
All right. Nice to hear. Terrific. Wow. You're way ahead of the game for sure. And the other piece I love to ask students is there a teacher or someone that at some point, it doesn't have to be a mathematics teacher, or someone at Saugus High School that's kind of was a little inspirational to you or interesting or different at the high school?
Yeah, for sure. So he's not my English teacher this year, but he was my English teacher last year, and his name's Mr. Jones. And something about, you know, the way he carried himself, you know, he was always positive and, you know, always loved, you know, just keeping your head up no matter what's going on. And that was nice. And I appreciated him.
Well, if I were him, I would keep my head up with you in the room. You know, it could take him, you know, at any second here. Come on. Yeah, but no, you're right. I mean, those teachers that are positive and, you know, love their subject matter, but also like students as well. Very inspirational. It's important to have those as well. So now on to some other things here. What about you do some community service, I understand, too, at the high school?
Yep.
Or be outside of the high school, I should say, too.
Yeah. So what I've done, I try and, so my mother works at a preschool, and I try and get in there and help with, you know, the younger kids. You know, I went on a field trip with them last year. That was good. Also, every year I help give out turkeys at the church. We do that every year. Coach usually has us do that. And I used to do some pumpkins and help set up the pumpkins in the town. But, you know, just stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of pumpkins right down in the center of Saugus there, aren't
there?
Yeah.
There is.
Do you have your Halloween costume picked out yet, Braden, for this year or not?
I do not have mine picked out yet this year. I got to get on that, though.
Absolutely. Well, Braden, is there anything else you want to share with us? You know, it's... You know, you've really slugged it out, and you've worked really hard, I know, in football for the years that you've been at Saugus. So any other thoughts on your athletics, in particular, I guess, for football, since we're in there right now, talking since it's football season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just think for the rest of the year, you know, even though we've had some hardship, you just got to finish strong and, you know, just stay positive and just keep it rolling.
Well, Braden, it was great watching you play, great talking with you here, and certainly congratulations. Well-deserved Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the month of September. So, Braden, best of luck the rest of the football season, and hopefully we'll catch one of your hoop games this winter.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Yep, take care. Braden Faiello from Saugus High School, winner of the September Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award here on MSONewsSports.com.